WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. It took almost 11 hours, but an aggravated kidnapping suspect is in custody and the victim is being treated. College Station police first asked for the public's help in finding Kevin Garcia at 8 yesterday morning. Investigators said the 55-year-old clerk at Drew's Exxon at University in the bypass was forced into his pickup at 2:45 a.m. and the suspect drove away. At 1:30 yesterday afternoon, the suspect, identified as 36-year-old Nathaniel Tillery of College Station, was taken into custody in the Fort Worth-Tarrant County area. In a press release, officials did not say or did not detail Garcia's exact condition, but said both he and his vehicle had been found and he was being cared for by emergency medical personnel. Tillery is currently being held in the Tarrant County Jail on $520,000 bond. He's charged with robbery, kidnapping, and assault. Brazos County records show Tillery has been arrested in this county 16 times in the past 18 years. The city of Bryan is looking to raise funds by selling treated wastewater to private parties. Rafael Pena weighed in on the topic at last week's regular meeting.
Just looking into the water we have available to us and that wastewater, from my understanding, we have the option to sell right now because as is, I believe someone's, I don't know if someone else is selling the wastewater we have going downstream. So if the city can make some money, and from my understanding, a lot of money, why wouldn't we try to make the city as much money as possible so that we can fund some projects.
And Pena suggested these projects come from the CIP or Brazos Transit District. He went on to say more money is always a good thing. The College Station City Council approved an exception allowing existing commercial signs in Welburn without requesting a zoning change. Principal Planner Jennifer Prohaska says the areas annexed in Welburn in 2011 had some existing commercial properties along Welburn Road.
Because those properties are zoned rural, they cannot receive a permit for an attached commercial sign at this time unless they seek rezoning.
Prohaska says was asked if this included billboards, but she says this is only dealing with attached signage. With more than 11 inches of rain this year and temperatures rising, mosquito season has begun. Medical entomologist Mark Johnson says we get two different types of mosquitoes here.
The first type is what they call a floodwater mosquito. And those are the ones that emerge in very large numbers right after a rain event. Usually they start coming into town about 5 to 7 days after that particular rain event, and they occurred in very large numbers. They're basically like instant mosquitoes. You just add water and you get mosquitoes.
Johnson says later we get the standing water mosquitoes attracted to water which has gone stagnant.
Those are usually our disease-type mosquitoes. We start to see more and more of them as the summer goes along, and they tend to peak during the late part of spring and through the summertime.
For tips on mosquito-proofing your house and preventing bites, go online to WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 66 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More on the way at 6:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
School called. Your child's sick. Not sure where to go? St. Joseph Pediatrics at South College Station gets you in the same day. Our caring pediatricians are board certified, close to home, and backed by the strength of St. Joseph. Request your appointment at 979-690-4480. St. Joseph. Expert care closer to home.
Good morning. It's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norman G. Tractor. Go to normangtractor.com. Here's some weather.
Considerable cloudiness today. There'll be some showers and thunderstorms moving in. Some may produce heavy downpours, highs near 75. Showers and thunderstorms taper off tonight, lows near 60. Lots of clouds tomorrow. There could be a shower during the day, high 75 to 80. Scattered showers are possible tomorrow night, lows 60 to 65. Showers and thunderstorms Friday afternoon. Highs on Friday anywhere from 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW, filling in for Kevin O'Connor this morning on sports. The Texas A&M men's basketball team is moving on. They got a win last night in the NIT tournament, but it did not come as easy as one would think. I'll talk about that, all that more coming up in sports, obviously. And then also some play-in games in the NCAA tournament last night. We'll touch on that. And baseball is continuing to roll. They got a victory last night over Prairie View A&M. We'll hear from Coach Childress, all that more coming up in sports.
So I didn't know that. I heard Chip say that Montana actually lost their way into the NIT by being up by 10 points with 4 minutes to go on their home court and managed to lose.
Yeah.
Probably getting on a plane and going to somewhere in Texas was not their idea of a good time.
By the way, we won't hear from the Montana head coach, but he was talking last night in the press conference and said that it took them 12 hours to get down here.
Yeah, I can't imagine how they got here, because they're in Missoula, Montana, which probably means you got to, I don't know, maybe they fly to Denver and then go from Denver to Houston.
That's
and
exactly what he said.
Really?
And then they had like a three-hour layover and a bunch of other stuff, too.
So. Yeah, because look, regular-sized people don't fit in those seats at the airport either. And when you're tall and all that kind of stuff, is probably less comfortable. Anyway, we won. We're going to get to host next one, or do we not?
Yeah, we win. Yeah, we will host the next one.
Right.
It's going to be Louisiana Tech. Just don't know what time or what day.
Okay. All right. I hope that works out well for them. In the meantime, let's look at the weather here. There's a lot of heavy rain, actually. It's from Houston down to Corpus Christi right now. And then there's the lighter band of showers, really, that goes all the way up to the Metroplex. And then it starts raining heavily in Wichita Falls. Hey! Weren't we talking yesterday about Wichita Falls needed rain?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so they're getting some of that stuff. Anyway, and as far as the track is concerned, it is tracking in this direction, so it's a pretty good chance we're going to get some shower activity. So,
Oh, yay.
Yeah, let's see.
Oh, goody.
It looks like it'll be here by 9 o'clock, so get done whatever you need to outside. We warned you yesterday, so we'll see. All right, let's see what else we got going on here this morning. Oh, so speaking of airports and such, guy hobbles into a bar. I like that. That's the start of a joke, right?
It is.
Yeah, okay. Guy hobbles into a bar on crutches in Tallahassee, Florida, and orders a beer. Tried to pay for it using a rock, which didn't go over very well. He then tore up a $1 bill and threw it at the employee. It was at that point that the employee or management, somebody, told him to leave. Short time later, guy comes back, this time dressed in a suit, carrying a briefcase, which he set down and allegedly said, "Anybody goes near this thing will die." Obviously thinking it was a bomb, that pretty well emptied the bar. Somebody called police from outside. They brought in the bomb squad. Okay, before the police arrived, the man had also exited the bar and was apparently doing handstands on the sidewalk in front of the bar.
Hey!
Yeah! Watch this!
It's good exercise.
The man was arrested, charged with making a false bomb threat and disorderly conduct. So we start the morning once again with strange things that are going on in Florida.
What was it, technically a bomb threat, though?
Well, I guess that's probably not. Yeah.
Info.
Lawyer Zach you got to go in and call the guy and say, "Hey, I can defend you on this."
It's all good, man.
Yes.
That's not even allegedly. That's your imagination, man.
Yeah, really. Or did this guy think everybody else was walking upside down and that's why he did the handstand?
Something
to think
about. Suitcase don't fit. You must have quit.
Very nice. All right.
Congratulations to the two teams from Thunder Elite on their NCAA national titles. These award-winning Thunder Elite teams will be competing at the Summit All-Star Cheerleading Championship in Orlando, Florida, May 1st through May 3rd. Please come out to the TAP Saturday, March 21st, and support the Senior Level 2 team, Fusion, for the Thunder Elite Fusion Catfish Fry from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Raffle tickets will be available. See you at the TAP for good food, a good time, and a good cause. The Thunder Elite Fusion Fundraiser.
Just about 616, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. That's day 77. We've got 288 of them to go. It's the 18th of March. It's Awkward Moments Day. We always love those. You ever notice you're in conversation with people and every 6 minutes there's some kind of a lull and you go, and then we move on. Forgive Mom and Dad Day if you need to. I mean, go ahead and do your self-therapy thing.
Well, I was about to say it might be the other way around.
Yes, that's also true. It's Kick Butt Day.
Yeah.
All right, that's...
And chew bubble gum, right?
And oh, yeah, okay.
That'd be from They Live.
Yeah. I don't know. To kick butt and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of bubble gum.
What is They Live? I don't know what that is.
Rowdy Roddy Piper?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I gotcha.
Enough said.
Yeah, that's enough. It's a National Biodiesel Day. Nah, that doesn't work. That just does not work.
No, biodiesel's fine.
No, it's not.
What?
All right, go ahead.
Well, no, it's fine. It's good. It works.
Oh, biodiesel good.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe you can make it in your backyard. If you have feedstock, I mean,
okay. Cooking
oil works.
Yeah. National Agriculture Day. That's a good day. Every day ought to be that.
They use biodiesel.
Yeah, and it's and it's Oatmeal Cookie Day, where they don't use biodiesel.
Hopefully.
And then we got birthdays.
Birthdays today. Lily Collins is turning 26, Phil Collins' daughter.
Oh.
And she also is an actress. I didn't realize all this, so that's interesting. Adam Levine is turning 36 today. So I'm sure lots of ladies are excited about that.
Maroon 5 dude.
Yeah, right. And The Voice, of course.
Uh-huh.
Besties with Blake Shelton. Dane Cook is turning 43. He's a comedian, been in a lot of stuff.
He has.
So some people think he's funny, some people don't.
Yep.
Queen Latifah's turning 45 today.
The Queen.
Yeah, so good for the Queen Latifah. Yeah. She hadn't been in some, I haven't seen her in a long time,
no.
But maybe a bunch of Tyler Perry movies. Vanessa Williams is turning 52. Of course, we all know Vanessa Williams.
You betcha.
She's a really good actress, too, by the way.
She's
a very talented woman. Mike Rowe is 53 today. And so... Yeah.
You know, again, that's fascinating to look in on. You know, when he was doing his dirty jobs thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, getting up every day and putting your feet on the floor and knowing you're going to have to go do stuff like that.
He's compensated well for
it. Yes, it's true. And he's got a great attitude about it, it appears.
And he gets to travel all over the world.
Sure.
I mean, that's an awesome job.
There's some good stuff there.
I'd swap spots with him. He can come do the morning show. Reen Cara is turning 56 today.
Hang on. You know, what Mike Rowe ought to do, I don't know if you guys remember Marlon Perkins from Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. He's the one who used to get out of the boat and wrestle the alligator. And then as he got older, he got this assistant, and he'd stay in the boat and wrestle the alligator. And I'm thinking Mike Rowe could probably have another good 15 years doing that. You know, he gets his buddy Wally, who's 25, to go jump in the pit of sewage or whatever they got to do for the dirty job, while he stands outside and comments.
It's time he graduates to supervisor.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he can go lean on a shovel while the guy does the dirty jobs. All right, anyway, go ahead.
Irene Cara is turning 56. Correct me if I'm pronouncing the last name wrong. Coco on Fame. So there you go.
Uh-huh.
She was also 98.3's Flashdance, What a Feeling. Brad Dourif is turning 65. Now, this guy is you might not recognize the name, but he's been in a ton of movies.
Yeah, he has.
Of course, he was the voice of Chucky in Child's Play, which you can't tell that's him because it's a doll. But he was, of course, in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. He was Billy Bibbit and Grima Wormtongue in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
And he was also in Deadwood.
Yeah, he was in Deadwood.
He was in The Doctor.
Yeah.
And Charlie Pride is turning 77 today, so... Kiss an angel, good morning.
Yeah, Charlie Pride came down here and did a concert one time, as a matter of fact.
Minor league baseball player, by the way.
Yes, pretty talented, 77. All right, and the Poppin' Fresh Doughboy is 50 today. Why not? Very nice. And Ben Cohen, that's the Ben of Ben and Jerry's, is 64. All right, 619.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, it's rare that an election that's not happening in the U.S. gains so much attention by the American media, but based on all that's happening in the world, well, the elections in Israel are that important. Our president, his campaign activists have been fixated on actively trying to undermine the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, and his bid for re-election. Now, Fox News reports that a Senate investigative committee has launched a bipartisan probe into an American nonprofit's funding of efforts to oust Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu after the Obama administration's State Department gave the nonprofit taxpayer-funded grants. Pretty shocking that Obama and his operatives could be so petty so as to essentially try and orchestrate a coup and replace the current government in Israel.
The Conservative Underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Because almost 25% of security breaches are caused by lost or stolen devices, choosing the right technology partners becomes a critical business decision. When you have Dell Latitude laptops with Intel Core vPro processors, the most secure commercial PCs on the market, it's a decision that you never have to think twice about. Call them today and see why millions of small businesses use Dell for the best performance. It's 1-877-414-DELL.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Well, that didn't work. Let's see. We'll try one more time. Still didn't work. Okay. Well, then let's check some stocks, okay? See how that goes.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac may need another government bailout. According to a new report from the Inspector General for the Federal Housing Finance Agency, which regulates Fannie and Freddie, the company's declining profits and capital cushions could leave them vulnerable in the event of an economic downturn. Ocwen Financial has agreed to sell $45 billion of mortgage servicing rights to J.P. Morgan, following through on previous statements that it planned to shrink the business. Samsung Electronics shares have near record highs overseas today, fueled by investor expectations that strong sales of its chips and new smartphone lineup will aid its financial recovery. There are hopes that Samsung's profit, which fell in 2014 for the first time in 3 years, will increase this year thanks to strong demand for its chips and new Galaxy S smartphone. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a lower open after stocks closed mixed yesterday. The Dow Industrials lost 128, but the NASDAQ added 8. That's Your Money Now.
A Seattle man went to bed with nearly $300,000 in the bank. By morning, it was gone because of some identity thief. Imagine if a thief stole your life savings. No one can stop all identity theft, so here's what you do. Get LifeLock Ultimate Plus. LifeLock Ultimate Plus is the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. So if some thief goes after your life savings, LifeLock's on it before the damage is done. Visit LifeLock.com now and enter promo code Gordon for 10% off. LifeLock.com. Network does not cover all transactions.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 4545 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4545.
This morning's report has been brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
The Junior League of Bryan College Station presents Kids in the Kitchen, Saturday, March 28th at South Knoll Elementary School, starting at 11:30. Kids of all ages will experience interactive recipes, cooking demos, activities, and more. Must be accompanied by an adult. Register online now at jlbcs.org.
624, I don't like to call it March Madness, but everybody does. It's the NCAA Division I Men's Basketball championships, and obviously it's going on, and you know what, Suddenlink can get you every one of those games from first four to final four. Doesn't matter whether it's on TBS, CBS, TNT, or True TV, you can catch all the college basketball action. And of course the NIT, we got to see that last night too, so it's all available for you, and it's at Suddenlink, so there's no better time for you to do that. And just by the way, if for some reason you want to know exactly how slow your internet is because you're not with Suddenlink, real easy thing to do. Go to speedtestsuddenlink.com and discover just how slow that phone company internet connection really is. And then you can see the big difference when you get the 50 meg broadband internet from Suddenlink that can make downloading and uploading and streaming and everything else that you want to do on the internet so much faster, so much easier. You can download large files without any problem at all. You can upload videos to social media And also you can stream HD movies fast. Don't have to worry about that. And you can take advantage of the speedtest.suddenlink.com challenge right now. Then you can get the fast broadband internet for a great price starting at just $35 a month with no contract, so you can switch today. 30-day money-back we promise guarantee goes with every product that Suddenlink has. So stop by and see them at 4114 East 29th Street or visit suddenlink.com today.
I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. Going to give you a peek behind the old curtain here at the Radio Ranch. Without exception now, every guest that we have come in, mayors, senators, clients, doesn't matter. If they hear their voice recorded, they all cringe. Or they'll go, is that really me? Well, yes, it is. And it's no different for you or the person that was recorded than it is for me. Well, scientists know why. There are two ways that sound reaches your inner ear, through the air and through the bones in your skull. When you talk, your vocal cords vibrate. That's how you make noise. And that vibration goes through the bones in your skull directly into your inner ear. Traveling through the bones causes a sound frequency to be lower, which means that you hear yourself talking in a deeper, more resonant voice than everyone else does. Since they hear your voice just through the air, and that, again, is just from the vibration in your vocal cords. But when you hear a recording of your own voice, you hear it the same way everyone else does. It travels through the air to your eardrum and then your inner ear. And it sounds high-pitched and unfamiliar, so you don't like it. Rest assured, I've done this for a long time, and I still hear recordings of myself and go, bleh. And that's my commentary brought to you by the good folks at Gun Corps, who have become a custom gun shop. If there's something you need done with your weapon, either refurbished, they can paint them, it's called Cerakoting, or tooled on, you need something fixed or you'd like to get something upgraded, they can do all of that for you at Gun Corps. Not to mention all the tactical stuff they've got, automatic knives from Benchmade, and they've got the biggest selection of suppressors in the city, bar none. To see more, go in for yourself. They're on Texas Avenue in College Station, right in the same shopping center as Prospectors across from the Kettle, or you can find them online at gun-core.com. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Good morning. It's 6:28. Let's check some weather, shall we? Brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. 70% chance of some showers today, about 74 for our high temperature. 62 tonight with a 30% chance of showers. That chance of rain will continue tomorrow, and it's 77 for a high temperature tomorrow. Increase it to a 60% chance of rain during the day on Friday and Saturday. Friday night, by the way, a 70% chance of showers once again. Then we continue to have a chance of showers over the weekend, Saturday night and Sunday, at about 20 or 30%. And then looks like we'll have cloudy skies probably on Monday and a slight chance of some showers, and we'll still be around 70, and about the same thing for Tuesday as well as we head on to next week. Right now, winds are out of the west at 12 miles an hour, and we said most of the rain showers are south of us, but marching this way, and you can expect them here certainly by 9 o'clock. And right now we're looking at 66 out there.
In any negotiation, the other side can always sense if you're desperate. They can also sense if you're not, if you convey that correctly. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Do you think you won't be able to make your next credit card payments? Or have you already missed a few payments? Have you thought about getting one of those quick loans to make up those payments? At Family Financial, we firmly believe that replacing debt with more debt is not the solution. We are a nonprofit organization that for more than 20 years has helped thousands of individuals like you eliminate their credit card debt. If you qualify, Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, bring your accounts current, and stop those annoying collection calls, saving you thousands of dollars in interest. Our certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Why wait until your debt gets out of hand? Call Family Financial now. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Not a loan company.
It can be very intimidating to negotiate, especially with someone who does it for a living.
The key really is to say to yourself, what is the pressure on the other person in the negotiation? Why do they need to make the deal?
Negotiating expert Ed Brodo, author of the book Beating the Success Trap.
Unfortunately, what most people do is they focus on, why do I need to make the deal? Forget about that. Focus on what's their problem. That's where your power is.
And it's important in any negotiation to be prepared to walk away.
I call that Brodo's Law. Brodo's Law says always be willing to walk away. Now, that is communicated to the other person. They can sense it without you saying anything, just as they can sense when you're desperate.
And Ed has some negotiating techniques to help you get an edge, starting with always be shocked with what the other person is asking.
It's called the flinch. The flinch is, what? $1.75 for a muffin? Are you crazy? There's the sob story. You know, gee, I'd really like to buy that muffin, but I only happen to have $1.25 in my pocket. Would you sell it to me for that? The squeeze is, you know, the store across the street sells it for $1.50, and you're selling it for $1.75. Will you drop your price to meet the other store's price? The nibble is, let's say you're buying a suit, and you say to them, if I buy this suit, will you give me a free tie?
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the 30 Minutes or Less ER Service Pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. The aggravated kidnapping of a local convenience store clerk from his store early yesterday morning ended yesterday afternoon hundreds of miles away in Fort Worth, Tarrant County area. College Station police said in a press release that a 36-year-old College Station man, Nathaniel Tillery, was taken into custody by Tarrant County officials before 1:30 p.m. Tillery is suspected of forcing Kevin Garcia, the 55-year-old clerk at Drew's Exxon on the bypass at University, into Garcia's own pickup and driving away from the store early yesterday morning. Over the past 18 years, Tillery has been arrested in Brazos County 16 times, according to jail records. He's charged with robbery, kidnapping, and assault, and is currently being held on $520,000 bond in Tarrant County Jail. Police say Garcia is being treated by emergency personnel, but his exact condition was not released. College Station City Council approved an exception allowing existing commercial signs in Welburn without requesting a zoning change. Principal Planner Jennifer Prohaska says the areas annexed by Welburn in 2011 had some existing commercial properties along Welburn Road.
Because those properties are zoned rural, they cannot receive a permit for an attached commercial sign at this time unless they seek rezoning.
Prohaska was asked if this included billboards, but she says this is only dealing with attached signage. In last week's regular meeting of the Bryan City Council, discussion about selling treated wastewater to private parties took place. Public Works Director Jason Barfneck says with the decision to sell comes the risk of needing the water later.
We may need ourselves. And so as we go and market this water to, say, a Dow Chemical or somebody to the south, typically they want to know, is it a firm contract? And say, well, until we need it. When is that? Well, we don't know. And so, you know, that's one of the things that we need to define, because they might want a specific term for when they know that water is available to them.
Barfneck says they're researching potential customers and will bring back updated production numbers in April's meeting for the council to discuss further. Along with more rain and warmer temperatures forecast this week comes mosquitoes. The mosquitoes you see right after a big rain are called floodwater mosquitoes.
They lay their eggs in soil, and when it rains, they all hatch at the same time.
Mark Johnson, medical entomologist with the Brazos County Health Department, says floodwater mosquitoes will bite you but do not typically transmit diseases.
The standing water mosquitoes, those are our primary disease vectoring mosquitoes. Those are the ones that transmit the West Nile virus, and those usually occur in greater numbers as the summer goes along.
Johnson advises practicing the four D's: drain standing water, dress in loose-fitting long sleeves and pants, avoid being outside at dusk and dawn, and use DEET or some other repellent. A mother and child will be monitored for the next week in Amarillo for signs of Ebola. The two, who aren't from this country, were fine when they entered the U.S. from Liberia. They made it to Amarillo Monday, and the child ran a fever yesterday. Sonia Gross with the city of Amarillo says the two are now in isolation at Northwest Texas Hospital.
We don't obviously want to cause any alarm, but God forbid this does turn out to be Ebola. We want to make sure we do due diligence and make sure everyone's got the proper care, treatment, and information necessary to have a safe community.
She says the fever could indicate a number of things, including the flu or an infection. Everything you're used to doing when you pay a credit or pay with a debit or credit card is about to change.
As of October 1st, new cards which use a computer chip instead of the magnetic strip will start being used. It's a lot more secure, and Kevin Mullins of IBC Bank says your days of swiping the card are coming to an end.
Now you will dip that card into the reader, or you may wave it if it's got wireless capabilities.
And in many cases, you won't need to enter your PIN. Banks say that extra step is annoying for customers, and many of us have so many PINs we have trouble remembering them anyway. This is Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
WTAW News Time approaching 6:36. It's 66 degrees. This look at news brought to you by College Station Medical Center. More news coming up at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room, and we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less, because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 15th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in over 120 categories for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be listed on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. When it comes to roofing warranties, how much do you really understand and how good are they? At Schulte Roofing, we make them easy to understand. For example, our workmanship warranty is for the life of your roof. That's it. No tricks, no gimmicks, just solid professional roof installations. Schulte Roofing is the only place that's offering a lifetime workmanship warranty. There are no holes in our installations or the guarantees that back them up. They're bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
The yard 6:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Today looks to be a wet day across the region as an area of low pressure brings us showers and some thunderstorms. High temperatures today up to about 75. The showers and thunderstorms will taper off tonight as low pressure moves away. Lows near 60. Clouds may be a leftover shower too tomorrow, 75 to 80. Chance of showers tomorrow night, 60 to 65. Showers and thunderstorms are back Friday afternoon, high 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, the Fighting Texas Aggie men's basketball team got the win last night over Montana in the first round of the NIT tournament. They beat them 81-64. We'll hear from Coach Billy Kennedy later on. In addition, there were some NCAA play-in games, a big-time comeback by Ole Miss. The Rebels were actually down big at the half and were able to rally and beat BYU. We'll talk about that one, as well as Hampton beating Manhattan. And baseball was in action last night. Aggie baseball continues to roll, now 22-0 on the year. All that more coming up in sports.
There you are. You can rest assured your Secret Service is hard at work. All of a sudden now we're finding out. You know, okay, so apparently there was a letter which was sent to the White House, mm-hmm. and they wanted to let us know that the Secret Service is trying to determine if that letter contained cyanide, which, of course, would be not a good thing at all. But it's interesting that now we're starting to get... See, if it's not positive for cyanide, I'm just skeptical enough to go, oh, okay, everybody's paying attention to the Secret Service now, so we're going to let everybody know how diligently we're working to protect the president and the White House and all that kind of stuff. We'll see. But by the way, while we're talking about that, the Joe Clancy, who's the new director of the Secret Service, up on Capitol Hill yesterday, admitted that he did not learn about the two agents who reportedly had been drinking and allegedly drove onto the grounds of the White House. Well, he found out about that 5 days after it happened, which seems rather slow. Told members of the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Homeland Security, quote, anytime you had a senior-level officer on the president's detail who is alleged to have even come through a secure area, I should be informed, end quote. Yeah, you should. So he apparently has brought all his managers in and explained it's time to change the culture, but it does take time to change the culture.
Does it really, though?
Yeah.
Does it really?
My thought is that they could close the door and have some really blunt conversations and change it.
Well, let's keep it real.
Well, yeah. Or it could be like, here's your job. If you don't do your job, we're going to get rid of you. Because that's what happens in the real world. But I know it's different in Washington. All right.
Washington.
Let's see. Oh, today we're not talking to Bill Flores. We talked to him on Thursdays during the month of March because he's got budget stuff. We're supposed to talk to Senator Schwertner, but he has hearings today as well. So we're efforting to have John Rainey on later on this morning. If we do that, that'll be at 8 o'clock. And then also we have, of course, Mayor Barry here as well. In the meantime, House Republicans rolled out their budget that would balance in 9 years. The numbers are so big that none of us understand them, so let's bring it down into numbers we'd understand, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's say that the Republicans are going to cut the House budget by $550, okay?
Can we do it in apples? I get apples.
Well, okay. Well, okay. 550 apples.
Got it.
Okay. All right. Now, that's projected over the next 10 years.
Okay.
That plan would keep the spending ceilings under the budget deal that's in place, but it would also provide as much as, let's see, 55, as much as, how many did I say, 550 apples?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So it's 550 apples. That would allow them then to have 9 apples that they could give to the Pentagon, okay, which is good because that's more than the 5.5 apples that the president wanted to give them.
And nobody wants a half apple anyway.
That's exactly right. They turn brown after a while. So, I mean, we could talk all that other stuff as far as dollars are concerned, but we don't. I mean, do you know what $1 trillion is? Do you really, really know?
No.
How about Aaron Schock? Have you heard about this dude?
Oh, man, what a jerk.
All right. Now, he's a Republican congressman from Illinois, has decided to resign at the end of the month. I mean, you know? First of all, why isn't he gone right now if this ethics scandal is so horrible? I guess he's got to box all of his stuff up. Here's the deal. Congressional investigators, then will suddenly drop the probe because they won't want us to know all the stupid stuff this guy got away with. But here's the deal. One of the GOP's top fundraisers served as a senior deputy whip and won a spot on the House Ways and Means Committee. Here's some of the things he did. He used taxpayer dollars to redecorate his Capitol office in the motif of Downton Abbey. Now, when they found out about that, he quickly reimbursed the government. Taxpayers also forked over $10,000 for 10 staffers to attend an event in New York, even though most of them didn't have any official duties on the trip. He reportedly also used taxpayer money to charter a private plane from Peoria to Chicago so he could go to a Bears-Vikings game. He spent $2,000 from his political action committee so his interns could attend a Katy Perry concert last summer.
Boy.
Yeah. Oh, there are pictures of him all over, like dancing on the streets of Buenos Aires. Okay, you got that. Got a picture of him a la windsurfing. He's actually surfing in Hawaii. There's a picture of him on a surfboard. Let's see what. Oh, then if you use your personal car for campaign work, you get reimbursed. Okay, that's cool. He apparently nicked the government for 130,000 miles, okay, on a vehicle. Well, then he sold the vehicle and they checked the odometer and it only had 70,000 miles on it. So there's an extra 60,000 miles he was getting paid for. And I think that was the linchpin that finally did it. But maybe the worstest part of this whole thing is he went to Politico, who was doing a expose on him, and he told them that he was going to resign. Did not tell leadership of the Republican Party. He let Politico break the story so that the leadership could find out. So they're not happy with the guy. But, boy, what a piece of work. And Chuck Norris does it again because Benjamin Netanyahu has won a come-from-behind victory in the election over in Israel, despite the efforts apparently of a group that was backed by the White House to maybe get Bibi out of there. But Chuck, did you see Chuck's commercial? Chuck's commercial.
I never watched it.
Yeah, it was awesome. He told everybody he'd been there because he'd made three movies, and it was cool. So anyway, so BB's back in, and Chuck does it. So good for him. There's a lot of stuff going on in Austin, and some of it is fairly important, really. Now, yesterday, they were supposed to vote on Senate Bill 11. That was the one that had to do with carrying handguns on college campuses, college and university campuses. They'll hear it today. Apparently, there was some problem in the paperwork, so they had to rewrite the bill, actually add things in there. And so they'll take action on that today. Some other things. There's a state rep who has introduced, his name is Stuart Spitzer, has introduced a bill that would prohibit doctors from asking a guy about guns, whether or not they own a firearm. I'm not understanding exactly why a doctor would necessarily ask you that.
Yeah.
But anyway, they're gonna do something about that. Also, under a bill from one of the lawmakers that was introduced yesterday, the state would expand existing programs to pay if special needs students need to transfer out of schools. That's some extra money there. TxDOT. Remember the toll problems we had, the toll bills that weren't correct?
Oh, yeah, and it took forever to get a hold of a customer service.
That's the one. Well, TxDOT now is going to have to give back almost $2 million.
Oh.
Got to do the refund thing. So if you got one, liable to get a check back from them, that'd be kind of cool. And then a tax cut measure that's headed to the full Senate. The Senate Finance Committee voted yesterday to send proposals that would cut property taxes and business taxes to the full Senate. And we'll talk to Senator Schwertner about that tomorrow. And then the one that, I don't know, I don't really like this, but first of all, every superintendent you talk to, any really education professional, says they don't like the idea of the high-stakes testing and so many of those tests. And I got that. I understand that. But now the bill has passed the Senate that is going to allow them to have graduation panels. So high school seniors who fail their state exams still get a shot at getting a diploma. They'll go before this panel that will be local people, of course, and they'll decide if little Johnny should go ahead and get his or her high school diploma, even though they didn't pass the standardized test.
Well, if you're going to go ahead and do that, then why have the standardized test?
Well, there you go then. Thank you so much. And, okay, this isn't really an important test. Oh, it's okay. I'll catch it on the panel because I got a friend on the panel. I mean, just it's fraught with all sorts of different things. And then what does that do but allow the graduation rate to go up, maybe falsely? I don't know. You know, the bottom line is...
Oh, man, there's some incentive there.
Oh, yeah, the bottom line is graduation rates. You want that to look good, right? Okay. And finally, and I don't know if we'll have time to get to this one tomorrow. I really would like to talk to the senator about this because it came out of a committee that he is on. Okay, remember Rosemary Lundberg, who was the DA in Travis County, and she tippled a little bit, and then the governor said he wasn't going to fund the ethics division of the DA's office, and that whole kerfuffle happened, and it hasn't been funded. Well, now they're going to pass, trying to pass legislation that if a legislator happens to do something wrong, they now will be investigated in their home county.
Oh.
How's that going to play? Uh-huh. And again, I got both sides of it. I get it. The idea is that you know, you want to have somebody in the ethics division who is actually investigating somebody that's geographically removed from where that elected official actually was elected. The other thing is, though, is somebody in Coryell County going to have the expertise to do what's necessary to prosecute that person if they need to or investigate them? And I don't know that they do, but they do, you know, in Austin. So we'll see what happens. And again, you talk about a get-out-of-jail-free card. I mean, on face, that's what it looks like.
Would it maybe give them the first right of refusal? They could pass it back
to
Austin.
Yeah, there you go, yeah.
Do you have a patio porch or deck you don't use because it's too cold, too hot, or the pesky mosquitoes and bugs? Imagine a bug-free, weather-free enclosure. A year-round usable space from Sunrooms for You. Sunrooms for You can enclose your patio area to make a year-round enjoyable living space from screen enclosures to high-efficiency glass rooms for your comfort. Save big during our before and after sale. Go to sunroomsforyou.com. sunrooms.com. That's sunrooms, the number 4, and the letter U.com, or call 599-5250 today.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, Farm Pond Weed Control will discuss species and control products to help you produce a healthier pond and better fish. This week at Producers. But come early, it's always full.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
If you're in the market for summertime shade in upcoming years, you need to put your trees on their best behavior starting right now. We're going to outline steps you'd follow to get the most shade tree for your time, money, and effort. I'll be back with details right after this message. When people think of Mueller, they think of quality steel buildings and durable metal roofing. But the name Mueller means so much more. It means you'll have a product manufactured by Mueller, including in-house engineers to help design the building of your dreams. It means you'll have a company in business for more than 80 years standing behind your warranty. It also means you'll get tons of added value, such as roofing site visits, forklift delivery, and a Mueller assurance team ready to help you along the way. And Mueller's on the cutting edge, designing and manufacturing new products, like their greenhouses and standing seam roofing panels. To find out more about Mueller products, go to MuellerInc.com. That's MuellerInc.com. Or give them a call at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Or certainly you're invited to stop by any of their 32 locations today. Mueller means more. If you're trying to get the most out of your shade trees, start with quality trees. Avoid the fast-growing types that don't have real staying power. Insects, diseases, ice, and wind all take their tolls on fruitless mulberries, silver maples, sycamores, cottonwoods, willows, and the other fast growers. Concentrate instead on oaks, pecans, cedar elms, Chinese pistachios, magnolias, and the other trees that grow at a moderate clip and that will last for 75 to 200 years. New trees can be planted at any season of the year. Container-grown specimens have all their roots intact, so they hardly know they've been planted. There's almost no setback or transplant shock. Bald and burlap trees do suffer some root loss and transplant shock, but they can be cured by holding them in the nursery for a few weeks or months until they begin to adjust. Cured trees can also be planted at any time of the year. The best time to plant trees? Well, spring works, but you're going to have to be diligent about hand-watering them every 3 or 4 days during the summertime. Fall is also a very good time to plant trees. Train your young trees carefully. Plant them at the same depth at which they were growing in the nursery. Be sure their trunks are vertical. If any tree's trunk isn't upright, you'll need to dig and reset that tree. Merely staking it into a vertical position won't be permanent. Wrap young trees' trunks with paper tree wrap to keep borers out, also to prevent sun scald. If you do decide to stake and guy your new tree until it becomes firmly rooted, be sure you use at least 3 stakes, one of them on the south side of the trunk, to brace against the prevailing southern winds in the summer. You'll have pruning to do as you train your young trees. Trunks will thicken up much more quickly if some of the side shoots are left on the plant. With pecans, we refer to it as trashy trunk, and it's the process by which we leave 4 to 6 inch long stubble along the trunks. The foliage on the stubble contributes to the nourishment of the trunk. Once the trunk is stout and strong, usually after 2 or 3 years, you can remove the trashy branches, leaving the lowest branches where you'd ultimately like them to be. This same process works wonderfully on live oaks. Don't remove the lower limbs until the tree's trunk is stout and thick. Fertilize your new trees with a root stimulator monthly their first year in the landscape. Container-grown trees will be ready for normal feedings after a month or two. Oh, and one other thing is very important. You want to use paper tree wrap on the trunks of new red oaks and also on chinquapin oak and on Chinese pistachios to prevent sun scald and borer invasion. I'm Neil Sperry. Espaliers will be the subject of our next program. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. The Fighting Texas Aggie basketball team is moving on. The Maroon and White defeated Montana 81-64 last night in the first round of the NIT tournament. Now, it wasn't always a blowout. The Aggies actually squandered an 18-point lead in the first half and found themselves down early on in the second. Coach Billy Kennedy said he just told his guys to stay calm.
Stay together, push through it, don't panic. They're a good team. They were going to make some shots. You know, the Gregory kid's a very good player. I thought he came out in the beginning of the second half. He's a senior. He's an all-league guy, and made some shots. And I thought once we settled down and we had a lineup on the floor that really hadn't been in the game, played that all year. You know, Tony at the four. I think Tavario was at the five. Jalen at the three, Alex Robinson, and it was Jordan some and Peyton some, and those guys were in, settled us down and did some good things for us.
The Aggies were still missing leading scorer Daniel House, so junior forward Jalen Jones stepped up big, scoring 25 points and pulling down 8 rebounds. The Maroon and White will host Louisiana Tech in the second round with a date and time to be determined. In addition to the NIT, there were also some NCAA play-in games last night. 16th seed Hampton topped Manhattan 74-64 to advance to take on top-ranked Kentucky tomorrow, and Ole Miss scored 62 points in the second half to edge BYU 94-90. Stephon Moody had 26 points for the Rebels, who advanced to play 6th seed Xavier Thursday in the East Regional. 4th-ranked Texas A&M baseball is still undefeated after blowing past Prairie View A&M 11-2 last night. The Maroon and White took advantage of 10 hits, 8 walks, and 5 errors to post double digits in the run column for the 6th time this year. His coach Rob Childress after the victory.
Well, I was proud of our approach to start the game. We did a really good job, took advantage of a couple of mistakes, got some big hits along the way and grabbed the lead early, and you know, I felt like we got a little bit sloppy at times on the mound and created some innings for them and allowed them to get back into the game real quick. They were one swing of the bat away from really being back in the game. And, you know, some of our older guys we went to get off the field in some certain innings, they did a really, really nice job for us. So I was proud of that, and, you know, we were able to put the game away late.
The guys will look to improve on their 22-0 record this weekend when they head to Alabama for a 3-game series with the Crimson Tide. Game 1 is set for Friday night at 7 in Hoover with broadcasts on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. Now, number 23 Aggie softball will be on the road tonight visiting the Sam Houston State Bearcats. First pitch is set for 6:30 with pregame at 6:15 over on The Zone. Head back out to the hardwood where Langston Galloway put up 22 points to push the New York Knicks past the San Antonio Spurs 104-100 in overtime. Needless to say, Spurs coach Greg Popovich was not a happy camper.
We didn't respect the game. We didn't respect our opponent. It was a pathetic performance, and I hope that every player is embarrassed.
Hopefully the guys can turn it around tonight. They visit Milwaukee at 7. The Houston Rockets were getting some scoring power from an unlikely source last night against Orlando.
Harden bounced past Beverly, comes through the lane, a hop, a lean, jump pass, sucked into, defenders wide open, threw it to Demo for the soft two-hand jam.
Donatas Matahunas finished with 23 points, and 4 other Rockets finished in double digits as Houston grabbed a 107-94 win. Now the Rocks will have tonight off, but the Dallas Mavericks are back on the floor as they host the Magic at 7. Texas Rangers ace Yu Darvish underwent successful season-ending elbow surgery yesterday. The team says Dr. James Andrews reported elbow ligament replacement surgery went as expected with no complications. And sticking with baseball, the Houston Astros topped the Pittsburgh Pirates 13-7 yesterday afternoon in Florida. Astros designated hitter Chris Carter went 3-for-3 with 1 run scored and 4 RBIs. Out in Arizona, the Rangers tied the LA Dodgers 11-11. Texas starter Yovani Gallardo yielded just 1 run on 4 hits and 2 walks in 4 innings of work. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 5 straight years and a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines at a peaceful country setting. Go to peachcreekvineyards.com. Well, let's talk about the rain, first of all. It's starting to march into the Brazos Valley, and we're getting some heavy showers down in the southern part of the county, and there's plenty more that goes all the way down to the coast. So it will be with us today. Thus, the reason we have that 70% chance of showers. About 74 for a high temperature today, down to 62 tonight with a continued but decreased chance of showers. Same thing on Thursday, about 77 for a high. We're back up to a 60% chance of rain on Friday, 70% on Friday night. It's 66 right now at 7 o'clock. WTAW College Station, Brian.